All right, welcome to the stock market update. It is Wednesday, May the 4th. There's a lot to talk about because yesterday stocks were up ahead of the Fed meeting, but today we have a historic decision. The Fed is expected to raise interest rates by 0.5 percentage point. We'll take a look at this and what it means for the market. More earnings drama from Lyft, Expedia, Hilton, Uber. I mean, a bunch of companies reporting earnings, also AMD. We'll take a look at this. The VIX still remains high, the fear gauge. So, wow, we need to look at this. But our trades are doing great. So for us, it's kind of time to sit back and relax. we'll tell you exactly what our trades are, what we have in our portfolio. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Now, Mark, before we take a look at the charts and see how we are trading these markets, let me share something with you real quick, because I'm house hunting right now. And I mean, thus far, my favorite is a 270 square foot room for $295. Okay, let me explain. So Julius got a summer job at the Karlsruhe Institute for Technology in Germany, and he's super excited about it. I'm very excited for him. And awesome. There's only this one small challenge. I don't have any family living close to Karlsruhe, so he needs to find an apartment. And since he has absolutely no idea of how any of this works in Germany, and I don't know anything about the Karlsruhe rental market. We're both at a loss for where to start. So, as you know, I asked some of our mastermind members for help, and they gave me some great websites that list a bunch of the apartments for students. But here's the next challenge. You see, Julius speaks fluently German, and he can read everything in German. But his spelling is kind of atrocious because he never had to write in German, right? Plus, he's super busy with the finals that are coming up in a couple of weeks. And being a good dad, I decided to help him. So I'm browsing websites, checking locations, contacting the landlords, kind of pretending to be Julius. And look at this. We actually found a cool room that he can rent. And I contacted Matthew. I think that's Matthew. Yeah. Yesterday. It's actually pretty cool. It's in a, nice. In a house like this.
Oh, hey, there we go.
There we go. Hey, Traegers. I'm in the market. So it looks actually cool. It has this, where is it? This cool nice. Terrace right where it's overlooking. So I thought this would be very, very cool. And it's a 25 square foot room. Anyhow, so it's super small. And this reminds me of time when I went to college in Germany. It was in Bamberg. And I remember my first apartment. The apartment was on the fourth floor and the shower was in the basement. The apartment only had a toilet in it. It was 150 square foot. Oh, yeah. And I also got kicked out of the apartment because I had a few friends over. I mean, geez, what the heck. But Bamberg is a beautiful town. It was so cool to live there. Look at this. This is downtown. They have this little river going through. I mean, it's just awesome. Super, super cool. And oh, yeah, yeah. They also, in Bamberg, they have this smoke-infused dark beer. It looks like this. It's a really interesting taste because when you drink the first beer, you think, what the heck is this? Because it tastes like it just came off the smoker, right? But then after 2 to 3 beers, you're getting used to it, and it can make you also schlenker a little bit. Anyhow, so back to house hunting. Yeah, by the way, I've received a response. So Matthew, if you see this video, please let Julius have the room because this room looks really cool, and Julius is a great dude. And I promise, he's good for the rent. So this is what I'm up to these days, what I'm doing right now. But all right, let's take a look at the markets. Let's see what's happening there. So pretty uneventful event yesterday, right? Pretty uneventful.
Yeah, I mean, stocks finishing higher 2 days straight. Not real big moves, but the S&P was up about 0.5%. And it just kind of some some nervousness going into the Fed statement today, but nice to see that we're not just sliding, right?
Yeah, so diddling around a little bit. I mean, everybody is just waiting for the Fed statement. So let's talk about the Fed statement. First of all, when is it? Where is it? What's happening there? So let's click on the economic calendar, and it is happening today. And there's two parts to it, right?
Sure. You have the Fed funds rate, Fed statement, right? So the statement's read, and the Fed funds rate is the actual decision that's made. And then you have the press conference at 2:30. So you have the statement coming out at 2 Eastern, the press conference at 2:30. And this is where you can get two separate reactions. Usually there's a reaction to the statement. The Fed's fund rate is really expected to be raised by a half point, which, you know, at this point, it's you could say priced into the market, but it's, yeah, I mean, there you go.
Yeah, so that's for sure. But the point is, okay, what is happening after this? And if we look at the probabilities here, this is where it gets super, super interesting what traders are expecting right now. So yes, everybody's expecting this half percentage hike, and then another half percentage at the next meeting, another one, and then we are going back to quarter percentage points. But you see, it's really, really interesting. What is creeping up is also the possibility, even though it is just 2%, of a 0.75% interest rate hike. So this is where some are thinking, okay, it could be that the Fed is hiking interest rates way, way quicker than everybody expected. This is expected. And I mean, anything that might hint to something different can shake the markets this afternoon.
You know, and that 0.75 hike, that could be kind of the key here with the wording, right? If that's basically shot down, then it could be a positive. But if that becomes, with the wording, something that they're really considering, then traders might not like that. I mean, even the 0.5 hike, it's the first time that we've had that in 22 years going back to 2000.
In 22 years, exactly. And I mean, so let's take a look at the markets pre-market, and then we take a look at our trades and also some notable earnings here. So looking at the NASDAQ in overnight trading, look at this super, super narrow range here. Nothing is happening. And what I found really, really interesting, because this morning we already had an economic report that has been released. And this was the ADP non-farm employment change coming in much worse than expected. So, I mean, this is where it increased by 247,000. It was expected to increase by 390,000. So much worse than expected, but no reaction whatsoever.
Yeah, that's really just kind of discounted. Yeah, I mean, this is where you have the Fed statement just overshadowing things, and also the bigger jobs report on Friday. But
absolutely,
you're right. Markets are just saying, let's wait for the Fed.
and we still have earnings coming out. And usually there's a reaction to earnings. So we had quite a few coming out. Let's take a look at this. First of all, let's take a look at Lyft and Uber. Let's actually start with Uber. They reported this morning before the bell. And I mean, they're right now down, 7%?
Yeah, this has actually gotten worse. At one point, it was 1-3% lower. So it's increased. They did report a quarterly loss that was not as bad as expected. They beat revenue estimates. They said that ride volumes increased during the quarter, while food deliveries also continued to grow. So it wasn't as bad for Uber, but it looks like traders didn't like it.
Yeah, I think it's because of Lyft. Because Lyft, agreed. I mean, we have to move this up. They are down 26%. And this is interesting, different story here, because they actually reported a profit that was not expected.
Yeah, unexpected profit. They also beat on revenue. Their guidance, though, was below estimates, saying it will need to continue to invest in driver supply. So they need to spend money to try and get more drivers. And it could be that ripple effect, to Uber as well.
And that's it. They that say we struggle to get drivers during the pandemic. Many drivers quit or were laid off because they weren't that much traveling. I mean, different story for Uber, but it seems that Lyft is struggling. And this is what they announced in their earnings call. And this is where everybody says, oh, okay, if they have to offer more incentives or higher pay for drivers, that'll cut into their profits. And this is the forward guidance that we always talk about that is almost more important than what happened over the last quarter.
True. And if people are, you know, if Lyft is doing things to attract drivers, many drivers are driving for Lyft and Uber or making a decision between one or the other. So now if you have Uber drivers leaving to go with Lyft, then Uber needs to do the same thing to attract more drivers.
Come over to tech companies. So AMD, chip makers over the last few weeks were just hammered. I mean, and this is a trade that you're in. And I mean, this went down here. What do we see? Like, is that 30%?
Looks like it.
Yeah, wow. And okay. It's way more than I thought. But they reported earnings and wow, they're up like 7% this morning.
Yeah, I'm liking this earnings move. I own shares at 104. I have sold, collected some nice premium. So my break even might be about 99, maybe a little bit lower. But they are up nicely after reporting a top and bottom earnings beat. So better revenue than expected, better income than expected. They earned $1.13 per share versus the 91 cents that analysts thought they would report. And they issued stronger outlook and increased demand from data centers for its chips. So nice move pre-market for AMD.
And that's important because this year all came in the wake of the China lockdown, right? Where everybody was concerned about supply chain issues and China being locked down and they have to close factories and all of this. But they said, yeah, you know what? We're doing good. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. And this is what traders like to hear. So up 7% in pre-market trading here.
I'll take that.
All right, let's hop over and take a look at our positions here because, I mean... said it in the beginning. They're doing really, really well. So we have Blackstone got assigned here at 110 yesterday where they were closing at 107.62. So we were able to sell calls against it already. So yay, not much to do. That's exactly what I want to see. Macy's, I've sold some puts at 22.50. Yesterday they were trading at 24.27. So that's going really well. I might be able to close them today for 90% of the profits. Let's see. NVIDIA, I mean, absolutely loving what I see here. Let's just get rid of the volume for a moment. Got assigned at 195 and we are trading right around this level. And this is perfect for selling calls and collecting some fat premiums. And I mean, with AMD reporting earnings, this will probably push NVIDIA higher. So might get called away here at the end of the week, which is fine. This has been a really, really fun trade here. All right, what else? TPR. I'm in TPR. You're not. It's diddling around here, so I still want to sell calls here at 37. We'll see. I need a little bit of push higher. Let's see if this can happen today with the Fed meeting. And then finally, we have Wells Fargo. I mean, Wells Fargo also another dream candidate here. Moved lower, got a sign at 44.50, right now trading at 44.16. So this means that we can sell some juicy or get some juicy premiums for calls here. So this works really, really well.
Yeah, and I think they're paying a dividend tomorrow. So that's just a little bonus. But flirting right with the strike that we were assigned at, being able to sell calls, that's just a perfect scenario.
All right. And we released a new version overnight. Have you already seen the new version? It's so cool.
I have not.
See, the main feature, we have quite a few features here, but the main one is that we can have now a split view so that we have the calculator here and we actually have the charts here. So previously, we either had the chart or then you have to hop over to the calculator where we are calculating the premium that we are getting, whether it is worth doing it. And now we can have this split view. And so cool, when you click on anything here, it'll automatically update. Yeah, so if you go on Apple, or if I say right now, let's say I want to look at AMD, then I'll do this and boom, there's the AMD chart. I think this is so cool.
Yeah, I love it.
The dev team did a great job there. We have a few other modifications here for the PowerX Analyzer. We just cleaned up a little bit. So we have the entry prices, the trades, so we can show the trades here for conservative on the chart that we see where we entered and exited. So I think it's cool. A few smaller enhancements here, but I'm loving it.
Nice. Nice job, dev team.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, I'll link to a few videos here for you. I actually link to a video where I show a little bit more about the PowerX Optimizer if you're interested in this, and also another video. And then we'll see you back tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day. And tomorrow morning will be interesting with the reaction to the Fed meeting.
Happy trading, everybody.